This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Vaughn Allen's new graphic novel, The Road to God Knows, has now been published in print form and is available in bookstores. He's on the phone with us today from Ottawa. Welcome to People First Radio, Vaughn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Vaughn, you've written on your website, and I certainly enjoyed exploring your website in preparation for this interview. I'd recommend it to anyone who's interested in your book.
Well, thank you.
You've written on your website under the heading, Why I Wrote This Book, that your mother was diagnosed with schizophrenia when you were a child, possibly 11 years old or so.
Yeah.
How much of your own story is present in The Road to God Knows?
Quite a bit. It really is an autobiographical story, save for the fact that I sort of wrapped it in fiction. And I did that for a few reasons. The main one is I wanted a bit of distance with it. The other thing was I played with time. A lot of what the story deals with in the graphic novel itself happens over a fairly compressed amount of time. You know, I never sort of lay it out exactly, but I figure it's about a month. Where, you know, in reality, a lot of this stuff was happening over the course of a much longer time frame. So I kind of felt it, to make the story work the way I wanted it to work, fiction would probably be a better bet. Also, you get into the sort of details of, you know, if there's friends or what have you, other people that I want to incorporate into the story, it becomes problematic of, you know, do I need their permission? Are they going to be okay with it? What if they're not okay with it? So just fiction freed up everything.
You also acknowledge that mental illness is scary for the person going through it and for those who love them,
yes.
Watching and struggling to understand what is happening. Do you think the novel will help to allay fears and raise awareness? And if so, how?
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, sort of my first job is to tell a good story with, you know, believable characters that people hopefully engage with, or like the reader will find sympathetic and compassionate. What I tried to do in a way was to explore mental illness from the point of view of a teenager and just show that, you know, while this is something that does happen and it's actually far more prevalent in society than people sometimes think about, it is scary. It can be scary. It can be a very isolating disease. But at the same time, these are things that so many of us are going through that if we can communicate about it a bit, if we can talk about it a bit, then, you know, it's actually not as scary. It's not that scary. And, you know, communication is a big key to that. So if the book, you know, I hope the book tells a good story. And I also hope for people who may be either in a similar situation or know somebody that's in a similar situation, it may help dispel a bit of fear and, you know, realize. You know, and for somebody who is particularly in that type of situation, they'll realize they're not alone, you know, and then maybe they can reach out and, you know, into their community or whatnot and get maybe some extra support.
Give us a very brief sketch or sense of the story.
Well, it's basically the story opens sort of in the middle of it, where Marie's mom, Betty, is coming home from what's clearly been a visit to a mental hospital. And Marie is sort of a 12 or 13-year-old girl, and she's realizing that, you know, things are just not right with her mom, and she's never really confronted that before. So as the story progresses, she thinks she's kind of hoping that maybe this time her mom will be okay, but she rapidly comes to the realization that actually her mom isn't okay, and that leads to more episodes, and Marie is forced to, she's trying to deal with this by herself. She has a dad. It's a separated family. She has a dad who's in her life but isn't offering her much support. She has a friend that, you know, loves her and is trying to help her as best she can, but again, doesn't have the tools to help either. So Marie is sort of struggling to cope with this stuff as best she can, and her mom can't help her because her mom is so caught up trying to deal with her own stuff that there's really no support around her. And for me, that is very close to what my own life was like. I was an only child. It was very awkward for me to try to explain to other people what I was going through. We were a poor family. You know, I was a welfare kid. So trying to, you know, you realize that as you observe friends and other people around you that their lives aren't quite like my life is. And as I've now, as I've gotten older, I've realized that, you know, they had their own troubles too, of course. But at the time, it was just, you know, I was embarrassed. I was really shy about it. And there was just nothing I could do. And I think it may have helped me. It's hard for me to say because it's so close to me, but maybe something like this would have helped me, because it was the feelings of, you know, some feelings of shame and just some feelings of fear and aloneness that I was dealing with. And, you know, if I had known that maybe, hey, there are other people going through this, it's not unusual. It may have helped.
And you've written and spoken about how you loved comic books when you were a youngster.
Yeah.
And if a book like this was available, I guess you're saying that it may have helped you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard, again, it's really hard to say because, you know, it's my book. So, one of the things I tried to accomplish with it was not to be up on a soapbox, not to be preaching, you know, to the reader or anything like that. So that's why I'll always say is hopefully I've told an entertaining story that, you know, if there's a message in there, a little bit of a message, then fantastic. If people just read it and enjoy it and don't get anything out of it, I'll be a bit disappointed. But, you know, if they've enjoyed the story, then I'll take that too. I think it's hard with fiction. It, particularly like either comics or prose or what have you, or even film, if you really try to hit people over the head with things. I really just wanted to do, you know, my mom died when I was 20, so I don't even know what she would have thought of this, but like I think she would have been okay with it. My gut feeling is she would have been okay with it, and I think she would have appreciated the attempt. And that's schizophrenia, man. It's our society just is not open enough with it. It's, you know, getting better, you know, every decade seems to get a little bit better than the one before, but in terms of our acceptance of a lot of other things, and the one I'll always equate it to is something like AIDS, where it was terrible, you know, the how people reacted to that disease in the 80s with so much phobia and fear, compared to now where there's still phobia and there's still fear, but there's much more understanding of it. That's what I would like, you know, mental illness to get to, and I think we have a ways to go.
You're listening to People First Radio on CHLY.ca. 101.7 FM across the islands. We're speaking with graphic artist Vaughn Allen, whose graphic novel, The Road to God Knows, has now been published in book format and is for sale in bookstores across Canada. Vaughn, what was it like for you to write and draw the book?
It was hard, but it was hard. It's funny. It was hard not so much because of the story material itself. When I wrote the script, which is what came first, I felt pretty comfortable where things were at in my life, and I had felt I had gotten my head around some of the instances with my mom and whatnot. I mean, I miss her, and I regret that I can't talk to her about it, but in terms of what I went through as a kid, I kind of figured I had placed it a bit. But I came to art late, so the big challenge for me was really in the visual art sense of just getting better. And, you know, because I came to art so late, I really struggled with it for a while, and I think I've got my art skills to a point that, you know, I can tell a convincing story with, you know, the character. People aren't going to be, you know, pulled out of the story because the art isn't very good or what have you. I mean, styles are different and people's tastes are different, of course, but that was the big challenge. It was a big, big project to do as a first project, and it really pushed me.
How does a graphic novel differ from the traditional written novel? And I'm reaching for something beyond the obvious.
Well, I think there's some interesting theories in why comics work, and it typically gets into left brain, right brain thinking. And this is the closest to the truth that I've ever gotten to with it, and it sort of works for me, is, you know, prose, because you're reading it, it's sort of a left brain activity. You're digesting the information, you're thinking about the information in a relatively logical way. With a visual image, it sort of pops right into your head. You'll see something. But if it's a photograph, it can be, you know, say like something of the Holocaust or what have you. The images can be so repugnant that we almost put shields up. We just get repulsed by it. It's so horrific. Comics, because they're simplified, because they're representing life, I'm more realistic than some other artists, you know, that are a bit more cartoony, but there's something about the comics, you know, regardless of the degree of realism, that seems to get by those blinders in a way that photography doesn't, you know, that film doesn't, and, you know, in the left brain sense, that writing doesn't. And when the words and pictures work together, it's a remarkably stimulating experience. And stimulating stimulating, different, not better, but just different than what reading a book will give you, even if it's an illustrated book, and what film will give you. And there's a magic to it, and it's that magic that captured me when I was a kid, and it's, you know, I love exploring it now, trying to write and draw them.
I read a few of the reviews of the book, Vaughn, and this is from Jalopy.
Mm-hmm.
This is indeed a very touching, very dramatic tale. Vaughn Allen's dialogue is never at all unrealistic, and the everyday characters presented are fully formed enough to cause the reader to wonder at what persons may have inspired such situational drama, such quietly desperate burdens. This is the kind of story that wonderfully, moodily, is all too real. What has the response been in a general sense or a specific sense since the book achieved a wider audience by ending up in bookstores?
I've been actually blown away by it. The reviews, and I mean, it's still sort of early in the process, but the reviews have been really, really positive. I'm really pleased at that. I was terrified. I was really worried that, you know, I was going to get the book out there and I was going to get hammered, you know, by either people who didn't like it or didn't believe in it or were critical of one sense or the other. And that so far, and I mean, I'm sure there'll be some of that down the road, but so far that really hasn't happened. It's been really, really positive reviews. People seem to be, and I'm biased, obviously, but people seem to be taken by it, and I'm a bit stunned by that. I thought maybe the schizophrenia thing would turn people off, and that hasn't happened. It actually seems to have made people actually think a little bit, and that's terrific. I mean, what else could you ever want to do as a storyteller is actually move people? And that it's actually touched people that I don't even know blows my mind. It's really remarkable.
What's next for you? Is there another book in the works?
Yeah, I'm working on another story. It's called Stargazer. I'm about 60 pages into drawing it right now, and the script is done. It's sort of interesting. It's a very different story than The Road to God Knows is, but it, in some ways it isn't. It's Road. One of the things I wanted to explore in Road was how Marie sort of gets through life, how she does it, what she uses for escapism and whatnot, and her ability to let things go. And in Stargazer, it actually features younger girls as the protagonists. They're more where Marie is like 12 or 13. These guys are like 9. And that, their inability to let things go, comes back to haunt them. So even though it actually has, it's more of a fantasy story and there's more tropes of fantasy and whatnot that are in it, that is something I wanted to explore in the first book, doing it with how Marie is a strong character and is she's very self sort of reliant, even though it's tough for her, where these other girls can't let things go. So it deals with themes of death and some other topics. And if I've done my job right, I think it'll connect to readers too. I hope so.
Vaughn, we only have a moment or two left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
Well, I think the only thing is, you know, if you're going through something like mental illness or what have you, you're not alone. You're not, you know, I mean, it's probably obvious to most people hearing this, but, you know, you're not a bad person. My mom wasn't a bad person. My mom went through a lot of stuff, and I still miss her dearly, but she was a really, really good person. She had bad breaks, and life's like that sometimes, and how you deal with that is kind of what... How you cope with those kind of things is what sort of makes your life. So she was strong. My mom was a remarkably courageous person. She went back and got her degree in psychology when I was a young kid. She went back to school. She died way too young. She died at 48. But in a roundabout way, I kind of hope the book is an effort to show that, you know, hey, this was an important person. You guys didn't know her, but she was an amazing person and a very loving person.
Thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us today, Vaughn. Oh,
thanks very much for having me on.
Yeah, we really appreciated it.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Vaughn Allen is an artist and writer whose graphic novel, The Road to God Knows Where, is now available in print form at bookstores across Canada. It's the story of Marie, a teenage girl coming to grips with her mom's schizophrenia.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.